This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell, who covers pop culture for Ozarks at Large. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me.
Although we have talked about earlier this year that the television season is much more fluid than it used to be, there are all these seasons, still, as you get into May, some of the biggest series are coming up with finales.
Yes, The Good Wife ended a few weeks ago. They were the first one that I really saw that was a full season that ended during this traditional period. But as we start to get through May now, we'll see more and more of the, especially the network comedies and dramas will end for the season. Things like Modern Family, The Office, which is ending.
Not just a season finale, but a series finale.
Yes, that ends next week with its series finale, which for anyone who's watched The Office, the last couple years have been kind of
rudderless.
But there's something about these last few weeks that's just been, for people who have watched it all along, it's been kind of sad, and you kind of see where it's going. And
has it not seemed to you that the last couple of episodes could have been season or series finales?
Yes, and it seems like this last, I don't know, six episodes or something, they've really brought in the tone and the climate of the first when it was so good.
In the past, often season finales meant cliffhangers. Of course, famously, who shot JR? But over the course of time, even something like Modern Family that had a pregnancy involved, Parks and Recreation this year, are cliffhangers still a big part of finales?
Yeah, I don't think that it's, I really remember that now that you're saying it, because in the mid-90s, like with Friends, they did this big finale with this, you know, did they, didn't they, every year. And that seems to have gone away a little bit. Maybe that's because of the Mad Men's and the Breaking Bad's and those kind of things. They don't tend to do that as much. In fact, they almost, I think it probably has to do with DVD and online sales, because they seem to be more contained. There's no lingering mystery, you know, or if it is, it's not to the level of Who Shot JR.
Right.
Because really, what show out there are people talking about all summer trying to figure it out? I mean, people watch what they watch now when they watch it. So it's not like it's a summer long discussion where we anxiously await the reboot or the comeback.
And some shows that used to be summer, considered summer filler, are now moving in.
Well, that's the thing that really annoys me. It was
America's, you know, Got Talent starts in May.
America's Got Talent, American Idol, Survivor, Dancing with the Stars. Those all started as summer shows, and I liked them because it was like, well, this is mindless summer entertainment. And then they started doing well, and they put them on all the time. So now The Voice is on twice a year. Dancing with the Stars is constantly on. American Idol's on every January through June. I mean, it's oversaturation, but that's part of it too, is the networks can do those things, and you know, it's so much cheaper, and then they depend on the Showtimes, the AMCs, the HBOs to do the FX, to do the dramas and the comedies, and then they can start their season pretty much whenever they want to start it. Breaking Bad, for instance, will start in like July or late June or whatever for its, you know, final eight episodes. Years ago, that would be unheard of to start a show in the summer.
Finally, Iron Man came out this weekend, second biggest opening ever. It's already made $700 million worldwide. What did you think of it?
I didn't see it, but I know you did, and you liked it.
I liked it a lot, yes.
Even Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Well, after you've seen it, we'll talk about it. How's that?
Oh, well, in 2025 when I come back.
Wayne Bell covers pop culture for Ozarks at Large.